Nathan, your overall thoughts after that?
We could have done a lot better, I think. First half wasn't quite up to it. It took us 45 minutes, obviously, to get going and put our neck in and fight and get into the ball. But, you know, I think maybe a point, you take that. They're playing really well at the moment. And I think on our day, if we're up to scratch, we come away with 3 points.
What's the overriding feeling in the dressing room after that?
Just frustration, you know, just the feeling that we could have done better a lot in the first half. Each and every one of us, and I think we know that.
Played really well last 15 minutes. Is there a frustration that tempo wasn't there for the rest of the match?
We knew they were going to come out from the blocks first 20 minutes. You know, they're at home, fantastic environment here at the moment. On another day, you know, I put my chance away in the first half and it sort of silenced them and we go from there. But, you know, it was a tough game from the first minute to last.
How frustrating at the end, because cleared off the line, it could have been so different, couldn't it?
Yeah, you know, could have been, but, you know, it's not. So, as I said, we just take the point from now and move forward.
Still unbeaten, though, 5 points from 3 games. Your overall thoughts on that point's return?
Yeah, we take that. You know, if we're looking back, could have beat Swansea. You know, all over them at our place and then beat West Ham, and then, you know, on our day, if we finish the chances, we beat Huddersfield. But, you know, today could have gone either way.
Is there a feeling that there's 2 points dropped then today rather than one gained?
Not necessarily. As I said, the feeling is frustration and could have done a lot better.
Yeah, you've got 2 weeks now without a playing match as well now, so how much are you looking forward to having a bit of a break now before that next game?
Yeah, a little bit of a break, but, you know, it'll be back to business, obviously, Monday training for the lads that aren't away.
Yeah. Is there a bit of a frustration as well that you can't get straight back on the horse as well, so to speak?
Not really, you know. International break comes around, you take it for what it is, you know. You've got 10 to 12 days to sort of train, work hard and put some things right, and when the boys come back from international breaks, we'll all be ready to go.
Okay, and how pleased have you been with the sort of impact that Pellegrino has made in the last 3 league matches?
Yeah, it's been a lot different, obviously compared to last season. I think we're still adjusting to how he wants us to play, but, you know, things take time. It's nothing is going to change in the first 3 games, but, you know, we're changing game by game.
And one more, how tough has the last 3 or 4 days been after that defeat against Wolves in the League Cup?
To be honest, it's a short turnaround, so obviously the boys that have played were on rest and recovery, and obviously analysis, and the boys that hadn't played were obviously training and making sure we're right for this game. So, you know, it's a quick turnaround, we couldn't really have time to dwell on it, but, you know, we've got to put it in the back of our minds, we've got more games to come.